Sagt Gemara, Rabbi Arvun, the name of Rav, said if one closes the feeder to a stream of water before Yom Tov, so no new water or fish can enter on Yom Tov, and then he finds fish in the water on Yom Tov, the fish are mutter, because the act of closing the feeder is his preparation of these fish for Yom Tov use. Rav Chista said, based on Rav's halacha, we can say that if a wild animal goes into an orchard to give birth before Yom Tov, no preparatory designation is needed for the baby. Rav Nachman asked, there's a big difference between this case and the case of Rav, because no act was done here for the animal, whereas a real act was done in Rav's case by the fish. Second of all, Rav Reis says that Shmaya Naftalian said that a preparatory designation is needed for the baby in such a case. In fact, there's another Bryce that says Bisham and Yisil both agree that a preparatory designation would not be needed for a baby in this case. So it also seems to now, what do we do with that? And for the Gemara, the first Bryce that means that a designation is needed for the mother. The second Bryce that means that one is not needed for the baby. In fact, the Gemara, designation would not be enough for the mother because it needs to actually be trapped. It's a full functioning adult animal. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, both prices refer to the baby. The first price is discussing an orchard that's far from the city, and the second price refers to an orchard that's near the city, which is considered to be automatically prepared without any further designation. Zakt the Mishnah. An animal that is in danger of dying may not be shechted on Yontif unless there remains enough time during the day to eat a kazayis of its meat after it is roasted. Rabbi Akiva says, it may be shechted as long as there's enough time to eat a kazayis of its raw meat from the area of the shechita. Zakt the Mishnah. If one shechted an animal out in the field on Yontif, one should not carry in the animal on a pole carried by two people, because that's considered to be degrading for the Yontif, but rather, he should carry it in limb by limb in his hands. Zok the Gemara, Rami Bar Abba said, a carbon oiler must be skinned and cut into pieces before being brought onto the Mizbeach, and the same should be done by butchers preparing for human consumption. We learn from the oiler proper manners, that one should not eat the meat of an animal until it has been skinned and cut into pieces. Fekmar, is he teaching us manners or halacha, that we must check the entire animal for possible signs of treifa before eating it? You can't say that he comes to argue on Arhuna, who says that an animal is presumed not to be a treifa unless found otherwise, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that one may eat from the base tfichosa, which means the place of the shechita, which means that one can eat from the animal before it's skinned. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva may be referring to the place of digestion. That's what the words may mean, place of digestion, meaning the stomach, which does need skinning before being eaten, and therefore would not be approved to Rav Huna. Vekmar Rav Chiya taught that Rabbi Akiva refers to the place of the shechita. Gemara says, Rami Bar Abba was teaching us proper manners. Zok the Gemara. Rami Bar Abba said the chatzuva grass, whose roots grow straight down, they, so to say, quote-unquote, cut the legs of the rishoy, meaning they're punished for not learning from the grass not to steal. The young trees, whose fruit may not be eaten for 3 years, and thereby teach patience, cut the legs of butchers who don't thoroughly check for signs of treifa. And of those who have tashmish or zanita, they don't have the patience to wait. And the termusa, which is a bitter type of food and must be cooked 7 times before it becomes sweet, cuts the legs, so to say, of the yidin, who had to be punished 7 times for worshipping Avodah Zarah and didn't do tshuva. Zakmar Abrai says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, the Torah was given to the yidin because they're strong-willed people. Abrai is taught in the yeshiva of Yishmol, says a similar idea as well. This is also in line with what Rish Lakish said, that there are three things that are difficult to win against. Number one is the yidin from among all the nations that are most difficult to win against. Number two is the dog from among all the animals. And number three is the chicken from among all the birds. Some add also that the goat from among all the small animals. Others also add that slaf from among the trees. The Mishnah said, Shachta besada lo yiviena b'moit. A braisa says, on Yom Tov, so as not to degrade the Yom Tov, a blind man should not go out with a stick, a shepherd should not go out with his bag, and a man and woman should not be carried out on a chair, as was done for the prestigious people. We find that Rabbi Yaakov Yehudi and others allow the carrying out of great men who were needed to give shiurim. Moshe says, for such people, that's considered to be a tzorchei tzibur, and it's allowed. The Braith is not speaking about such people. Rav Nachman asked Chama Bar Ado to visit Rabbi Yaakov Yehudi and ask him what the halach is regarding carrying one out on a chair on Yom Tov. By the time he got there, Nebuch Rabbi Yaakov Yehudi had passed away. He asked the question to Rav Zreika, who said that it's allowed as long as the chair is not carried on the people's shoulders, meaning it should be carried in their hands. In fact, the Gemara, we find that Rav Nachman allowed his wife Yalta to be carried in her chair on people's shoulders on Yom Tov. Marzut, she was different because she was afraid to have her chair carried by hand. It was less secure. Amemer Marzut were carried on people's shoulders on Yom Tov because of fear as well, Zok the Gemara. Others say that they were carried in that way to get them to their place in the Beis Medrash quicker, so that people would be allowed to sit down and not have to wait until they get all the way to their place.